during the service of a warrant. That's according to the mayor. A news conference with more details is scheduled to begin any minute. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Nearly 9 in 10 Americans favor protections for deferred action childhood arrivals or DACA recipients, but 48% say it's not worth shutting down the government over them. That's at least according to a new CBS poll. Some startling news from America's space agency. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
NASA calling it a potentially hazardous asteroid that it says will be coming relatively close to the Earth on the date of the Super Bowl, Sunday, February 4th. NASA saying it's about 459 feet wide and will pass just over 2 million miles from us at 67,000 miles an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At least 130 active military service members took their own lives in the first half of 2017. Well, a naval clinic on Joint Base Andrews in Maryland has found a secret weapon to sniff out military members dealing with extreme stress, a dog. Every day, Senior Chief Brad greets sailors and Marines as they enter the military clinic for their regular doctor's appointments. Chief Brad's handler, Bobby Long, talks about the science behind dogs and stress.
Well, some of the science behind it shows that dogs can pick up on pheromones that people emit when they're highly stressed. And some science points towards body language.
Chief Long also discusses how soldiers react when Brad sniffs them out.
When I explain to them that Brad has, you know, possibly identified them, is there anything going on in their lives, they don't question that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All righty. I always promise not to sing here on the program. I would have loved to have been a rock star, but I'm the guy that has to lip sync in church. The song that came to mind is My Generation by The Who. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about my generation right now. I am, my friends, a Gen Xer. Gen Xers, people that were born between 1965 and the late 1970s, and I'm on the further end of that spectrum. Nowhere near the late 1970s. Anyway, I'm a story here talking about retirement. and Gen Xers. And how the Gen Xers are starting to come to the realization that they're just not going to have enough to retire. Nearly 4 out of 10 Gen Xers say they would like to stop working for good and fully retire someday, but will not be able to afford to. Some other findings, 43% say that they are behind in their savings. Half are worried about running out of money once they leave the workforce. And 2 out of 10 say they're not saving or investing at all. Okay. All right. Back before we had the radio show, and the radio's been on 18 years. This is going back several decades. I warned people. I wrote about it, talked to people about it. And I said, listen, you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s. Do not plan on getting Social Security. I just pretend it's not going to be there. And all I did was the math. And sure enough, if you pick up a Social Security statement today, there's a little asterisk next to that number, that the money you're supposed to receive when you retire, that says, hey, this is probably not going to be there for you. Unless Congress does something. I'm like, what in God's creation is Congress going to do? Huh? What can they possibly do? It's running out of money. And I also understood as well the natural trends and tendencies for medical advances to continue, people going to live longer and healthier lives. And we've demonstrated that. We've showed the numbers. Now, granted, the mortality here in the United States is going the wrong direction right now, but that has more to do with people dying at a young age due to opiate addiction. When you got 63, 64,000 people die due to drug overdoses, that definitely messes with the numbers. But even you take other wealthy countries around the globe that don't have the problem with drugs like we have, and you see people, you know, living into their late 80s, no problem at all. So the Gen Xers out there are starting to come to this realization. Well, 43% say that they're behind on their savings. Well, that's the case for a lot of people. A lot of people are behind on their savings. And there's various different things that you can do to try to pick it up a little bit. I've explained this here on the program. You want to live your life, too. I get that. You know, one of the interesting things that I'm reading this article, and they're inquiring about this, that they're asking some supposed expert. And this expert, we were making fun of the discount firms earlier on the program, just so happens to be the managing director of retirement and investment at TD Ameritrade. So, again, I'm thinking, okay, not a very smart person. If he was any good at his job, he wouldn't be at TD Ameritrade. He's at TD Ameritrade for a reason. Anyway, the excuse, one of the excuses that he gives, I'm not making this up. He's saying that the Gen Xers have had a rough go of it because of the setbacks in the market that they've had to deal with. From the 1987 stock market crash, the 2000 tech stock meltdown, and the 2008 financial crisis. And again, it's proving my point at what an idiot these people are at the discount firms and how bad conventional wisdom is. Every single one of those setbacks for a young investor was an opportunity. Was a great opportunity to buy low. To buy low, to see great value. Now, who gets hurt by these setbacks in the market? Whether it be the tech wreck or whatever it may be. People don't have their financial plan done the right way. People that need the money right away, and they've got their money at stocks when things go down, and they're forced to sell good companies at a low price. You never want to be forced to sell something that is of high quality at a low price due to a market correction. If that is the case, you shouldn't have owned that in the first place. So again, Here are the idiots out there in the newspapers out there spewing just garbage out of their mouths. Gen Xers, if they were doing things right, should have made out like kings when it came to these market setbacks. Great opportunity. It doesn't address the reality. It doesn't address those dates that people set. I've got to retire at a certain age. We've talked about this here on the program. I kind of crack jokes about it. Everybody loves, not everybody, but most people. I do. I don't want to generalize. I do. I love Thanksgiving. I get geared up for Thanksgiving. It kicks off the holiday season. But again, I'm someone that works quite a bit. Quite a bit. If I'm sick, I'm still doing the radio show. So I'm working all the time. But I do take off the Friday after Thanksgiving. I don't work on Thanksgiving. That's a week I look forward to. And yes, you get a couple days off. 4-day weekend. Woohoo! And I've suggested this to a lot of people and to start considering this for their future. And again, I think that this is a healthy option. You know, I get blowback from this. I'm not going to do that. Why? Why not? What is the matter with working 3 days a week and then having four off? Even if it's something little, even if it's like a hobby type of a job or something like that, it can make all the difference in the world. It can make a difference in where you go on vacation later on in life, at the type of restaurant you go at. You're going to have to rethink things. Unless, of course, you have really socked away a lot of money. Some people, you know what? That's fine. If you manage to pull it off, great, fantastic. The more power to you, good for you. But again, you have to deal with the terrain and what's presented in front of you. And all too often, people don't. So my generation, Generation X, and the millennials, okay, hey, listen, okay, and I'm sticking it to the baby boomers right now. We guys, you know what? We're paying the bills here, okay? We're the one paying the bills for all their largesse. We're $20 trillion plus in debt as a nation. Don't forget all of the unfunded entitlement liabilities out there, which stretch into the trillions of dollars. This is all on our credit card. We're going to have to deal with it. Yes, you millennials too. You little snowflakes out there too. And unfortunately, you snowflakes seem to think, you haven't figured it out yet. You seem to think that those ideas that got us in this situation are going to get us out, which is akin to being in a hole and continuing to dig. But anyway, you'll learn. I think you're going to grow up at some point in time. Anyway. Take a break. Get your financial plan done the right way. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value Parts stores. For me, Auto Value Parts stores are a home run every time.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Early 1990 stuff. Anyway, welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Hey, you know what was on the other day? I put the station. Remember the comedy show in living color? That was bloody genius, for crying out loud. That was good stuff. Anyway, welcome back. we're going to start off with talking about immigration here. And again, I'm dealing with the real world here, people, and I'm dealing with the terrain. You know, oftentimes immigration is another topic where I get a lot of nasty emails in my email box. Again, I don't know why people are being nasty. I'd love to engage in debate and have a conversation with you, and you can give me your points and I'll give you mine. But, you know, you start you're not using facts and you're just being silly. There's no point. Anyway, found this interesting. And again, I'm going to tie this into immigration. Switzerland's central bank made, get this, $55 billion last year. That's more than Apple. That is the central bank of Switzerland. $55 billion. To put that in perspective, based upon the size of their economy versus our economy, our central bank would have to make $1.5 trillion. It's an amazing number. It really is. I've said this before. What do they do in some of the... We have to look at some of these countries and what they're doing right. Huh? Yeah, Switzerland. They're not in the EU, are they? No. No, they're not. No. They're not allowing mass immigration across their borders. Hey, their central bank actually invests in companies. How about that? Got other countries around the globe. You got huge sovereign wealth funds that do that as well. What are they doing right over there in Switzerland? And I suggested this during the whole financial crisis, and I suggested that countries like Portugal and Italy and Ireland and Greece and Spain look to countries that are doing really well, like Switzerland, and try to do what they do. Anyway, I want you to listen to this here. This is interesting. A new Civil Rights Act has come into force in Switzerland that prevents residents who have been on welfare in the past 3 years from becoming citizens. Unless, of course, they
pay back all the money that they received from the state, meaning their, well, the fellow citizens of Switzerland. This new regulation makes it impossible for asylum seekers and migrants who've lived off the state handouts in the past 3 years to become citizens, even if they lived in Switzerland as a permanent resident for the required amount of time to make a citizenship application. I think that's brilliant. Brilliant. I think that that's fantastic. Good for them. Actually, I've made a similar suggestion here on the program where I said, hey, listen, I don't believe that you should be allowed to vote here in the United States, even if you are a citizen, if you are living off your fellow citizens. Meaning if you're getting any sort of government aid, you're getting food stamps, you're on Medicaid, you're in Section 8 housing, you're getting Obama phone, you're getting any of that free stuff paid for by your fellow citizens, guess what? You shouldn't be allowed to vote. You shouldn't be allowed to vote because you know what? The same reason my kids don't decide what the rules are in my house. They don't pay the bills. That's just how I feel. Anyway, what does this mean? We got to rethink immigration here in this country, do we not? We've been doing it wrong for a very long period of time. And trust me, okay, I take a look at this problem and I see how long it's been going on for, how we've neglected it, we haven't paid attention to it, it's getting worse and worse and worse. And oftentimes these problems look insurmountable. But you have to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere. And I've been a big critic, quite honestly. I've been a big critic of Donald Trump's ideas in regards to building a wall. I just didn't understand it. I didn't get it. I don't understand really the point behind the wall. Whenever I say that here on the program, keep people, it's going to stop. I'm not buying it's going to do enough. I really don't. I don't think that it's, the costs for this thing, I don't think it's worthwhile. But this past week, you had the House. The House put out a bill that I think is a pretty good compromise. I do. And I'm going to go over it here with everybody. Because again, this is an economic issue in more ways than one, people. And we don't assimilate these people that come into our country like we used to. We're going to run into some serious problems. We are. It's going to further balkanize the country. And you know the only people that are going to win from that balkanization? The only people that are going to win from that balkanization are the people in Washington, D.C. They can pit us against one another. Like the different districts in the Hunger Games when they get us fighting against one another. Same concept. They win, we all lose. Well, this Republican bill. They said it's going to give amnesty to nearly 800,000 illegal aliens. It doesn't give them amnesty. When I hear the word amnesty, I hear, okay, here you go. Here's your passport. It doesn't do that. We have a problem. We've got these 800,000 illegals that were brought here as children. Okay. What they suggest doing, and I do think that this is a good compromise. It allows all of these DACA recipients to stay in the country for 3 years. It's a 3-year renewable work visa. It's not a green card. It's a renewable work visa. Let them stay here, continue what they're doing, but they have to get in line. They have to get in line with everybody else and apply for citizenship. I don't have any problem with that. I really don't. I said, okay, here you go. You got a 3-year renewable work visa. And you know what? The entire time, you've got to keep your nose clean. No gang members or those with criminal convictions, anything like that, they're not allowed. There's no special path. You don't have, there's no fast track because you're a DACA recipient. There's no fast track to you getting a green card. You have to use all of the existing paths to getting a green card. I think that is a great step. I think that that is an excellent compromise. No. They're not allowed to vote. Okay? They're not. And we all know that is the big issue with Democrats right now. They want voters. They do. They want voters. The last thing in the world they want to see happen is they don't want to have a Cuban problem. Where the Cubans came here from a communist country, oppressive country, they assimilated and they ended up becoming Republican voters. They don't want that. But that's what we'll be able to do if we put people through the process and they assimilate and become American. I think that will work. The other part of this legislation that I think is going to be most effective is E-Verify. This is something that I have been pushing for the longest period of time. E-Verify, if done correctly, is going to do a hell of a lot more than any wall is going to do. We need to force employers to make sure that the people that they hire are legal. If we do that, what are these people going to do if they come here in the first place? They're not going to be able to work. This is fantastic. This is in the bill. Anyway, got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Many high-ranking people in the military or even enlisted people, do you think we could jeopardize our national security by having so much debt? Yes, insolvency is a debt to our security as well.
Kentucky Republican Rand Paul earlier today with comments regarding the military and military funding. Paul also said in that interview he would vote no on a short-term continuing resolution to fund the U.S. government. Paul also talked about his no vote in the reauthorization of FISA 702.
Accidentally, incidentally, unintentionally, a lot of Americans, millions of Americans are in this database, and I don't think we should spy on Americans or listen to their conversations without first asking a judge for a warrant. This is the Fourth Amendment. This is why we fought the American Revolution.
And after setting a record, the Dow Jones Industrial Average today is hovering right around 26,000. This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
God, I love Led Zeppelin. Anyway, welcome back. See, I'm talking about Gen X. See, we missed out as a one thing. We were just a little too young to be really enjoying those great bands from the late 1960s, early 70s, like Led Zeppelin. Welcome back. Welcome back. Sorry. A bit of a Zepp head here, at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Anyway, if I don't mention this, I'll get the email. How come you didn't talk about the market hitting above crossing 25,000? What do you want me to say? Again, I did talk about this last week here on the program. It is meaningless. It means nothing to me. That's right. It means absolutely nothing to me. I take a look at value. I evaluate companies based upon their fundamentals. I take a look at what they're priced at. If they're overvalued, I sell them. If they're undervalued, I buy them. That's what we do. One of the things that's made us extraordinarily successful over the years, our clients extraordinarily successful, is the fact that I don't try to guess what the market is going to do because I can't tell you. How many different yin-yangs out there are you hearing? You can get one after another. They parade them out there. This one thinks the market's going to be up. This one thinks the market's going to be down. Whatever. None of them know. They're offering up their best guess. And the one that guesses right wins a prize. People, again, it's like giving a trophy to somebody who's flipping a coin. It is. Like I said, you can't time when things are going to happen. Am I excited about the direction of the economy? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Which I think that greater corporate profits, hey, that's good for stock prices, is it not? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Am I expecting the type of growth that we saw in 2017? No. That's okay. It's all right. Anyway, you have to stop looking at the markets in this way. You have to stop looking at the various different little metrics that conventional wisdom likes to put on you. You know, you got the radio stations at the end of the day. Market close is brought to you by Merrill Lynch. Whatever. What does it mean? Does it matter to your portfolio? Probably not. Probably not. Anyway, I'll talk about this as well with some of people. I wrote a column a few years ago entitled Fire Drill. And a lot of people right now, and I'm seeing this because the accounts keep pouring in and we have to keep adjusting for a lot of people. Many people out there listen, market corrections happen. World events happen. Unforeseen things happen. And just because you think the economy's going like gangbusters, just because you think the economy's going like gangbusters and everything's going okay, doesn't mean that the market's going to act the way you want it to all the time. And if you need to have access to your money, you shouldn't have that money in stocks. We talk about this and having like a portfolio fire drill. You should have a certain amount of money. If you need to have access to that money, you're going to need it over the short term. And I'm talking within the next few years. And you have that money in stocks, you're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. This is why you need a portfolio fire drill. I mean, you know why the stock market crashed in 1987? Just did. Stuff happens. Stuff happens, and that's why you have to protect yourself. People have, obviously, a longer time frame. Can handle their portfolio in a different manner. Get your portfolio handled correctly, okay? Because it hasn't been. And again, I don't know if this is some of the fault of some of the people out there putting pressure. But, you know, when I see someone's portfolio and I'm like, I'm going to retire, next year. I'm 71. I want to check out at 72. And they have their entire portfolio is in stocks. They haven't readjusted. I mean, what would happen if some global event occurred and the market corrected or crashed? What would happen then? Well, that'd throw that off a bit, wouldn't it? Yeah. So make sure you conduct a portfolio fire drill. We can show you how. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Quick break right here. We're going to get back. We're going to talk about, not kidding, soda tax and minimum wage. More on how the world works. Don't go anywhere. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
In
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-594-1596. That's 800-594-1596. Again, 800-594-1596.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right. I think it was, I might be wrong on this, it was one of our founding fathers. I think it was Thomas Jefferson. I think Thomas Jefferson discussed about how the federalism, the concept of federalism, the 10th Amendment, the Constitution, and how states could be little laboratories for legislation where you can see how things work. And then maybe they can be applied in other states or maybe even nationwide. I'm here to tell you, Mr. Jefferson, President Thomas Jefferson, I'm here to tell you it was a novel concept, but you also need to have intelligent people for that to work. Because, again, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is an exercise in stupidity. And that's what we have with left-wingers all across the nation. Stupid is as stupid does, says Forrest. Seattle being the next one. Seattle has decided to implement a soda tax. Yep, it is 1¾ cents per ounce. Now, it doesn't seem like much. But a 36 can case of soda has now doubled in price. That's right, doubled in price. It is so bad that at the box stores there, like at Costco, they're actually putting the price of the soda and separating the tax and showing the people that this is not us. This is not us. This is your government. And you know what they're doing? They're suggesting to their customers to go. They're actually giving other locations outside of Seattle where they can go purchase these products at a sane price. Again, this is an effort by fascists, because left-wingers are fascists. They are. They want to tell you how to live your life. They want to tell you what to do. They feel, this is a public health concern, and we're telling you, we're taxing this to keep people from drinking soda. We want to change their habits. Who the hell do you think you are? You're going to tell me what to do? None of your business. Now, let's put that aside, shall we? This soda tax has been tried. It's been tried. They did it in Philadelphia. And what happened? Oh, the local Pepsi bottler company had a fire over 100 workers. Stores are feeling the brunt. People are shopping outside of Philadelphia. Chicago tried it too, and it failed so miserably that they withdrew it. But no. We here in Seattle, we're going to do it again. Okay? We're gonna do it. We're gonna try it, even though it hasn't worked anywhere else. We're gonna try it here because we're leftists and we know better. Idiots. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. Watchdog on Wall Street.com. We'll be back.
like you didn't care. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a mister who was ready to play. Wasn't me, she a fool, of course she knew what she was doing. And an old love.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, huntertonchamberradio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
You always won every time you place a bet. You're still damn good.
Yeah, Bob Seger. Listen, I'm not too familiar with Michigan. And I, we got tons of stations over the state of Michigan. Is Bob Seger kind of like the Bruce Springsteen for Michigan? Kind of like Bruce Springsteen is to Jersey as Bob Seger is to Michigan? That's how that works? Okay, all right. In New York, what do we got, Sinatra? I think we got Sinatra, right? Anyway, welcome back. Welcome back to the Watchdog on a Wall Street show. I've been writing about this. I try to pull up the first column I did on just minimum wage, and it's 14 years. I mean, it doesn't matter. Again, stupid is, stupid does. Here's another couple examples. This is what happens. All you people out there that think, we got to have a higher minimum wage, living wage. Right, right. This one's out of Canada. A curious thing happened when Ontario hiked minimum wages by over 20%. What happened? Guess what? Businesses said, you know, we're going to have to start getting rid of your benefits. This is in Canada. You're going to have to start paying for more of your benefits. And all of those paid breaks that you had, they're no longer going to be paid anymore. And it's talking about Tim Hortons up in Ontario. They have no choice. Red Robin Restaurants just announced that they're eliminating all busboys. Can't afford them anymore. Jack in the Box. CEO says now it just makes sense. Just makes economic sense to replace workers with robots. Why do you think this is? People, a business, it's real simple. If a business owner is forced to pay someone $15 an hour, what will happen is employers will refuse to hire people for jobs that will be worth less than that. That's it. And what they're going to do is they're going to fire anybody who was doing those jobs at a lower wage before the law was passed. That's it. You can't tell an employer what they have to pay somebody. Now, we've seen what's happened around the country. You've got well over 100 some odd companies that have announced major wage increases for their employees, including entry-level work. Including entry-level work. As I mentioned, Walmart. Minimum $11 an hour. Now, there's certain businesses out there that I call them penny businesses. They used to call it the penny arcade. You know what's a penny business? Fast food, restaurants, grocery stores. It's a game of pennies, nickels, and dimes. Yeah, you got a really good chef. I don't care if it's a higher-end restaurant. You've got a really good chef is a chef that can control food costs, that will know how to save every single penny because over a year it adds up, because that's just the way that business is. That's just how the margins work. If a McDonald's restaurant owner could pay their employees $50 an hour, they'd do it. But it would put them out of business. How much money do you think that restaurant owner is making, that McDonald's owner is making on a Big Mac? Huh? Pennies on the dollar, people. Pennies on the dollar. You know, I try to explain this to people when it comes to entry-level, you know, I want to call them entry-level, I call them minimum wage jobs, whatever it may be. You know what those jobs really are? It's an education. You're getting paid to learn. That's what you are. Listen, I'm telling you right now, I learned a hell of a lot more in many of the minimum wage jobs that I've had throughout my life than I did in college classes. A minimum wage job, an entry-level job, is an opportunity. Entry. You understand? Entry-level. You're getting your foot in the door. That's all. You know, I mentioned this guy. I know his name is Mudd. I didn't even know this. You know, Roger Goodell runs the NFL. You know what he started as? He worked in the mailroom at the NFL. He worked in the mailroom. How much do you think he was making in the mailroom? It's a foot in the door. And you take from every single one of these jobs and you put it into your little bank, your little skills bank. And it adds up over time. And you get more skills, and you move on. And you learn more about this industry and more about that industry. I used to come home from college for Christmas break. And my friends would be like, hey, we're going to go out, hang out. I'm like, my parents are like, go. They need people at the mall. Go to work. I worked the entire time. Hey, you got a job for 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks? Sure. That's what I would do. That's what it is. And what happens is when you have people come in and disrupt that, you're taking away of educating a populace. And you can see this in Europe. and I've written about this. You go to Europe, you wait in line at a grocery store on a busy Saturday, and you're like, what the? And the line is a mile long. They've only got one person working the register. Wonder why? Well, they can't afford to open up any more registers because the cost of employing somebody are too high. Dictated by who? The government. Again, people, a lot of minimum wage malarkey. Businesses will pay what they can afford to pay. Government, left-wing loons, stay the hell out of it, please. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I must have got maybe through 10% of what I wanted to today on the program. But, hey, that's why you got to tune in every single day. We're on every day. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll see you.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Many high-ranking people in the military or even enlisted people, do you think we could jeopardize our national security by having so much debt? Yes, insolvency is a debt to our security as well.
Kentucky Republican Rand Paul earlier today with comments regarding the military and military funding. Paul also said in that interview he would vote no on a short-term continuing resolution to fund the U.S. government. Paul also talked about his no vote in the reauthorization of FISA 702.
Accidentally, incidentally, unintentionally, a lot of Americans, millions of Americans are in this database, and I don't think we should spy on Americans or listen to their conversations without first asking a judge for a warrant. This is the Fourth Amendment. This is why we fought the American Revolution.
And after setting a record, the Dow Jones Industrial Average today is hovering right around 26,000. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Some newlyweds can boast they were married by the Pope and at 26,000 feet as well. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The couple from Chile are both flight attendants, and they were both working on the plane that Pope Francis was traveling on from Santiago to Iquique. They explained to him they'd been married in a civil service in 2010, but told the pontiff they were then unable to go forward with a church ceremony as planned when a major earthquake struck Chile later that year. The Pope offered to marry them on the spot, and the head of the airline served as witness to the marriage. Pope Francis giving a white rosary to the bride, a black rosary to the groom, the couple telling reporters that they hope the historic ceremony will motivate other couples to marry. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A member of the U.S. Marshal Service was shot and killed early Thursday morning in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Two officers were also shot, including a police officer who bravely returned fire and critically injured the gunman. This all stemmed from a serving of a warrant. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
And with a look at some of the major stories going on around the world today, here's USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
European countries are speaking out about the need to bolster defenses against Russian propaganda that seeks to spread misinformation and break up European unity. Julian King is